Oh, I can't find my wild thing, but we've got him on the line anyway. Mark Spud Carroll. Morning, Mark.
Mate, I can't talk to you without it, mate. What's going on? You've had all week to prepare, Richard.
Hang on. No, wait. Stay right there. Here we go. Ah, sensational.
Right, now we can speak.
We can speak. Look, just as a bit of an aside, Paul Kent actually brought this one up during the week. He's raised the issue, you know, one of the great frustrations he said in the modern game is that too many players don't seem to care about a result the same way the fans do. And, I mean, we see a lot of players going over and, you know, tapping opposition players on the back and also players commenting on, you know, good tries by opposition teams. Do you think it's a bit different to back when you were playing?
Richard, why do you have to get me so fired up at 7:40 in the morning? Seriously, it's one of my pet hates. I've got quite a few pet hates. I've got spudisms, but also I've got pet hates. And one of them is my pet hate. At the end of the day, you've lost the game. You might have been flogged by 30. Go and shake their hand and get inside the sheds. Mate, when I was at Manly, I'd absolutely crap myself because if we lost the game. I only lost 10 games in my whole career at Manly. And when we lost, walk out. So, exactly what you're saying, mate. They want a pat on the back and say, oh, mate, how's your family going? Mate, get in the sheds.
Yeah, it does seem a bit strange, you know, particularly when the fans are either crying or, you know, jumping for joy or whatever, and you see your team, you know, anyway, being all chummy with the opposition. I tell you what, there's a few ex-players from the Mighty Tigers that aren't too happy about the way their team's going at the moment. They're in a world of pain, but a lot of people like Gary Jack directing criticism towards the likes of David Clemmer. Do you think it's warranted?
In some ways. I just think, yeah, we've got a back line, yes. But I just wish they'd roll the sleeves up. Clemmer went there for a reason. He's got to get back to his form, which he did when he was playing Origin. Yeah, just taking the ball up as hard as you can. Don't go turn your back. Just try and hurt people when you run. But it's just something about, it's all about attitude, defence, and I'm not seeing enough of it.
Yeah, all right. Look, reports are that St George Illawarra have a board meeting for next Tuesday to have a look at a short list of candidates to replace head coach Anthony Griffin. It's believed he's on the short list of coaches. You think there are any other coaches that are under the spotlight in the firing line at the moment?
He seems to be in the paper every day, the poor bugger. You reckon it doesn't turn especially the supporters of the St. George Illawarra Dragons, they'd be going mad. But I also feel sorry for the coach.
Yeah.
He's not the one out there missing tackles and dropping balls and carrying on. To hear this, they're undermining and say he's got to reapply. I think it's quite embarrassing. And, mate, I'll be hanging on as long as I can and get paid out.
Okay. Round 7 kicks off tonight. I said your tipping's improved. You got 3.5 the previous week. Last week, you got 4 last week, so you've improved.
I'll tell you what happened, Richard. On the other, I'll do another a tipping contest. Put your money in. Everyone does that. And I'm determined to come last because what I did, I forgot to put my tips in. And I still got 4.
Oh, well done. Well, you got 3.5 the week before, so you're improving, definitely. Okay, round 7, it kicks off tonight. Should be a cracker. It's sort of the master and the apprentice here. The Dolphins take on the Rabbitohs. It should be an interesting game. The Dolphins had it. Well, they're both coming off good wins. Who do you like in this one?
I think the Rabbitohs showed their cards last week. Latrell Mitchell, someone awoke him. They poked the bear, saying he's going average. He scores 3 tries. They put 30 points up against the Bulldogs. I think I know everyone loves the Dolphins at the moment. Everyone's putting the fins up when they're playing, but I just think the bubble is going to burst with a couple of big needles that are too sharp.
Right, okay. He's going the Rabbitohs. I think you're right on that one. Okay, the early game tomorrow, the Sharks take on the Roosters. Boost for Cronulla. Wade Graham's back. Tedesco's back for the Chooks, and the Sharks come in off a bye, and also the re-signing of Nicho Hynes basically to a life contract, and they'd be happy about that. Should be another cracker of a game tomorrow.
Yeah, it should be. I think having the week off for the Sharks, they probably needed that to go and refocus. It's all about the fence. I think last year they averaged 15 points, now they're doing 19, so I'm sure Coach Fitzgibbon would have sort of put a rocket up them, 100%.
Okay, late game tomorrow night, Manly in Melbourne. Few changes to Anthony Seibold's Sea Eagles, who were thrashed by Penrith last week. I think you tipped a draw, didn't you?
I think I did. Who are we going for?
And Bellamy's put Cameron Munster fullback too, so a couple of changes there.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing the two fullbacks. Hopefully Tom Trbojevic is in sparkling form. He's been a bit under a bit of a cloud, but in the forwards they've been going well, right? I'm a bit worried outside backs. You got Morgan Harper, who I call him Lionel Richie, because I think he's just about to sing a song with that hair of his. And then you got the other bike, Parker. On his days, he's great. On his other days, mate, he's a rock. No diamonds there. So they need to fix their outside backs up. But I'm going to go home side Manly. I have to, mate.
Yeah, you got to go Manly. All right, the early game on Saturday, the Warriors take on the Cowboys, a blow to New Zealand. They're out with a couple of players. Tohu Harris has been named to make a return from a knee injury, and the Cows were upset by the Dolphins last week. They'll be welcoming back Jeremiah Nanai from suspension. Another good game. Warriors, but soundly beaten by the Knights last week. Who do you reckon in this one, the Warriors or the Cowboys?
I think the Cowboys, mate, they've been a disappointment. I think they were in everyone's top four, and now they've only won a couple of games. Warriors at home. I'm going to go the Warriors.
Okay, second game Saturday. The Knights after a good win last weekend against the Warriors. And how good was it? I don't know about all the games, but we've had the three games, the last couple of home games. We've had Jersey Flag, New South Wales Cup and the NRL. Great to be able to see three games. Knights take on the Panthers, who unfortunately hit a bit of form last week. You reckon the Knights have got any hope?
Next question.
Oh, come on.
Of course they've got hope, mate. They're at home, so I think that's a mighty thing. Going out to Penrith, it's such a adventure to get out through the crowds and everything. But I think they're playing good, aren't they? But it's great to hear that the lower grades are they playing again this week. The thing is, mate, I reckon the supporters, as I said, the supporters in Newcastle are the best I've seen. They used to get their rain, hail, or shine. It's hailing there. There's 20,000 there. So,
yeah.
I'll tell you what, I'll go the Knights.
Really?
Yeah, just for you.
Well, you might have put the mockers on us, mate. I mean, it's better
okay,
if you
I'll
go.
I'll tell you what, you go the Knights, I'm going the other way.
All right, okay. Where are we? We're up to the Titans-Broncos clash. Gold Coast, good win over North Queensland last week, but they're without Toby Sexton due to a fractured wrist. Boy, there's been some horrible injuries. Kieran Foran's back. Titans Broncos.
I think it's a big plus for Kieran Foran to come back. I think Fifita's missed him on the edge, and he's a beast, but he doesn't like doing his own work. He likes Foran to put the dummy in his mouth and let him run with it. So I'm really looking forward to seeing the front row challenge of Payne Haas and also Big Tino. I know they're mates, but when it comes to game time, you just can't wait to bash each other. So he's been fantastic, Payne Haas. They're saying he's worth $1 million. Bloody oath he is. He puts in every week. He could easily play 80 minutes. And he gets dirty when he gets taken off. So I'm going to go the Broncos.
He's going the Broncos. Okay, the early game on Sunday, the Raiders take on the Dragons. The Green Machine caused one of the biggest upsets of the round last week, beating the Broncos. They're boosted this week with the return of Jack Whiten from suspension. Joseph Tarpin, I think he became a father too, didn't he? Nick Kotrick's also back from injury, and Jared Croker, he's kept his spot in the centres. Who do you like, the Raiders or the Dragons?
I'm going to go home team Raiders. Also, you've got to think the weather conditions have actually dropped down again. So it's a pain in the ass of a place to play when it's freezing cold. Sure, it's not freezing at the moment, but I guarantee the form last week and the way they bashed him in the middle, they just gave it him in the middle. And I think they can do it again.
Okay, final game. It's the big grudge match of the round. The Eels take on the Bulldogs. Junior Paulo back for the Eels from suspension. And the Dogs welcome back to Vita Pangai Jr. But Josh Adokara, he's going to miss about 8 weeks. Should be a good one, though. Eels versus the Dogs.
Yeah, also they've lost kick-out.
Yeah, kick-out's out, that's right.
So hopefully maybe for the Bulldogs fans, the awakening, and I mean awakening of Pangai Jr. He's another beast, but on his day, no one getting near him, but it's got to be on his day every day. But I just think Parramatta side, you said one player, and that's Junior Paolo. They've missed him. The main bloke who's missed him is Campbell Gillard. They'll get back to steamrolling through the middle, and we should see Parramatta, the team we think they're going to be, this week.
Yeah. Look, you would have come across players who just have rotten luck with injuries. Jaden Brayley, when he joined the Knights, I don't think he played a game and he was out for a season. I think he's missed, and he's going to miss, I think this will be the third time he's missed almost a complete season. Some guys just have bad luck, don't they?
Yeah, I've got to remember the player is one of the best players I've seen was Nick Kosoff in the years I was there. That poor bugger had four knee constructions. His ACL was like dental floss. It just kept going, the poor bugger. He could have played till 35. He's one of the best players I've seen, and it just shortened his career. Heart goes out to Brayley because, you know, he's certainly a talent, but some blokes have just been born with the wrong genes to keep breaking.
Yeah, and Dewey as well. He'll miss the season. He's had a bad run with injuries,
man,
as well.
Bugger.
Yeah.
No one likes to see anyone injured, mate, especially knees. They get him back so quick now, Richard. I'm just wondering, you know, it used to take a good year. Now they get him in 6 months. And this is probably a sort of an idea to say, look, maybe go for the nine months, 10 months instead of coming back early.
Yeah. All right, mate. As always, good to talk to you. Have a great day. Good calling over the weekend. We'll catch up next Thursday.
Yeah, look forward to it.
Likewise, Mark Spud Carroll telling it like it is. A reminder, all the action of the first game in round 7 tonight right here from 7 o'clock. Scotty Sattler, Matt Rogers and Jerry Forbes calling the Dolphins-Rabbitohs game.